Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We all want to believe in the picture on Christmas morning where the whole family is together and we're opening up gifts and we're enjoying each other's company and we're having dinner together and we're laughing and we're drinking and it's Christmas time. We all want to believe that. For a lot of people, it's not that way. And grief is at the forefront during the holidays. And we got an email about this very thing. So we thought we'd bring Miranda Campbell in studio, who is a licensed therapist from Port Counseling Group for our free Therapy Thursday. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm here to talk about the saddies.
Yes. Right. We got another light one for you today, Miranda. You're welcome.
Kristen's got the email.
Yeah, I do. And I've gotten several DMs about this as somebody who has grief in her life. And you hear everybody is like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And while that may be the case for some, that's not the case for all. And I think that's a good reminder for everybody around the holidays to be mindful of. So it says, Dear Burt Show, specifically Kristen, I've been a listener from Indy since the early 2010s. By the way, sorry, my city sucks and gave you all the boot three times. They suck.
They tried. That city tried.
They did. I am a bonus BSP winner and I need your help. I lost my mom almost 7 months ago, and we were so close. She was a person I called for advice when I needed help making life decisions and just general talk. We could call each other, only needing 5 minutes and spend 2 hours on the phone. The loss of her was sort of sudden. She was 61, had been physically unhealthy for most of my life, but she was feeling normal Saturday morning to afternoon when I was at her home. Started feeling ill Saturday evening, asked me to come cook for her Tuesday night because she wasn't feeling well. Went to the hospital at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and by 7:30 that evening, she was gone. I am so angry at losing her. It was too soon. But right now, I just miss her. This is my first holiday season without her. I am a single mom sharing custody of my daughter with her dad. So I will be alone for Christmas, my favorite holiday. How can I get through the holidays with this pain? Kristen, I've always listened to you talk about your dad and the love you felt and still feel for him, which is how I felt about my mom. I know you say grief is forever and the pain is great because the love was great, but it physically hurts my chest when I think about the loss of her. How did you get through the holidays the year you lost your dad? What might help make it bearable? Sincerely, Orphan Lily.
Ooh, now, the difference between her grief and your grief is you did have family around you. And my concern here is that she's going to be alone.
I know, it's heartbreaking.
So we got a couple of things to talk about here. All right, so Miranda, what do we got?
Well, I have three things. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that in sharing the three things that it will give Lily the ability to go through this the way she needs to versus the way she thinks she should. And so the first, like, don't kill me, Eric Rind. But it is a little bit cliche, but it really does work. And that's just to practice gratitude. What gratitude does is it really helps you take this tunnel vision off the loss and allows you to kind of see all the other aspects of your life. And all the other aspects aren't all good or all bad. It's a mixed bag, but just allowing you to see all of it versus just, again, focusing on the loss. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that helped you at all, Kristen, during your time.
See, it's so crazy because that first year, because it's been over 5 years since my dad passed away. And the thing with the holidays, it's not the holidays that got me with my dad because I always spent them with my mom and my brother. So for me, it was like New Year's is tough because I would spend New Year's with my dad. There's a date in February that was his transplant day. Mm-hmm. And so that day is hard. There's other days. So because we didn't have a lot of holiday memories as an adult, I was able to deflect and focus on my brother and my niece and nephew and them. And so I guess in a sense of gratitude, like, you know, just focus on the family that I had present and then just sulk on those other days.
Yeah. And it's not to ignore.
No,
it's just seeing all of it, though. Mm-hmm. The other thing is making like a plan, and in fact, like making a plan A and a plan B. So what this could look like is like when you wake up in the morning, rate your mood. Like you're not going to be, it's not going to be the same amount of heaviness all the time. And being able to differentiate like a okay day versus a devastating day, like would make a really big impact in what you put yourself up for. And so that could look like, well, I may feel like doing this on Christmas morning, but in the event I don't, here's an alternative so that you don't shut down. Because, you know, I guess going into the third thing, heavy emotions come with urges. And sometimes those urges, giving into them feels so good, but they often keep us in the saddies. So we want to act the opposite and kind of train ourselves to set limits on how there's nothing wrong with like shutting down, withdrawing, closing the curtains. But you have to set limits. Otherwise, you'll just dwell there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, I've always said you can throw yourself a pity party, but you just have to leave at a certain point.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to stay there. And when it came to like day of stuff, like it's up to you to figure out what traditions you want to incorporate, because mm-hmm. you don't want to try not thinking about this person on that day.
No.
Cause avoidance is not going to help you in this. So like we will still call my dad's girlfriend and we will FaceTime with her and, you know, wish her a Merry Christmas. And then, I have, you know, retail therapy is a thing. So my dad sent me a certain denomination check every single year. And that was my Christmas gift. So every year, that amount of money, I go out and I buy me something nice, and that's from Dad.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Smart.
He's got me some nice things over the past couple of years.
I'm sure this has increased, right? Inflation.
It should, shouldn't it?
I think so.
I might need to increase that number. So, yeah, and I literally, to the penny, will spend the exact amount that he used to send me via check, and that's just my little way. And then, when I look at that stuff in the future, like, there's a certain purse I have, and even though he wasn't here, I feel like, you know, he bought it for me.
Can we address the part where she says that she's about to be alone mm-hmm. on this day also, sitting there with her own thoughts and her own memories? So how do you handle that?
Yeah, that sounds really rough. But really going back to the drawing board and not feeling like I have to do this in the way that I've done this in the past. And again, like going through it the way you need to versus the way you think you should. Like, there's no rule that says that you have to celebrate on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Granted, you know, those feelings may come up on Christmas Day because how can they not? You can't avoid it. But at the same time, you can spark a new tradition this year if you'd like. But just making the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what you can. It doesn't have to be the traditional approach that she's had.
Is there something to be said, and maybe this isn't the day to do it, of just sitting there in the depression?
There's absolutely something to be said. But again, you don't have to wallow in it. Like, it doesn't have to be that long. I think I said in the past, like, it could be, see if you can tolerate it for a minute. You know, it may be spurts. There's certain, everyone's different. I know for me, if I'm sitting in emotions, like, my protectors kind of go up after a while. Like, oh, nah, girl, like, mm-hmm. back up emotions. But feeling it in those little increments does help along the journey. Like, it helps you not stay stuck. I'm going to hurt forever, right? Mm-hmm. But that hurt can progress and get different. And so, you also may not feel as bad as you think. And so, just don't assume. Like, just show up with just an open mind and heart, and it may not be as bad.
Yeah, don't come in with expectations of the day of how bad it's going to be mm-hmm. or how good you can make it by filling the void with other things. Like, I would try to come up with, and sometimes it takes a couple years to figure out what you want to do mm-hmm. to honor the person that you've lost. But you and your daughter will come up with a way to honor your mom that feels true to you.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm being totally serious about this. On days like this, I have tried to numb myself with alcohol. It doesn't work.
Oh, no, it makes it worse.
It helps for about 90 minutes, and then it makes it way
well, those
worse.
Are the urges, right? Yeah. The urges that come up for you is to drink, and then, well, guess what? It keeps you sad. Mm-hmm. So finding a way to do what's the opposite.
And I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying this is wrong. But Bert has, I don't want to say he's called me out, but he's pointed out the fact that I do lean into my sadness, especially when it's come to my dad. And I can feel it. And there'll be times when, like, you know, I have the last voicemail. He left me saying, I love you. And sometimes I just want to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And I pull that up and I listen to it multiple times over and over again. I have myself a good cry, and then I try to gather my S and go downstairs and be a mom.
But you know what that says to me? It says that you have this great trust in yourself.
Yeah.
To know that you can go there and feel it and be there for yourself and get through it and not stay there. It's not gonna.
Yeah. In some weird way, it feels like, because you don't want to forget the person that you have this, you know, that you have and had this tremendous love for. So in this weird way, I feel by doing that, even though it sounds kind of like, I don't know, morbid or morose or whatever, it feels like a way of honoring him. Now, granted, I know it's not the way he would want me to honor him because he was a very jovial, funny guy and cracked jokes all the time. So me sitting in my bed crying, listening to his voice, I'm sure it's not what Pops has had in mind for me. But it's a nice cathartic release because that grief can get pent up. And sometimes you just got to pop the top and let it fly and then put the cap back on, and that's you go about your business.
Y'all have said, it's definitely different for everybody, but I know for me personally, when I lost my grandmother right before Christmas and then had to spend the Christmas alone, I'm typically the kind of person that will run from feeling it or run from the pain, but that particular time, it was so loud that I had to sit in it. I was forced to sit in it, and what I did that helped me in a way that I never thought it would was talk to her. That's literally what those moments when it was like too hard to run from the pain, I would just tell her how much pain I was in, and it did help me heal eventually.
Yeah. So two resources real quick. OptionB.org is a space for learning how to deal with your grief or supporting someone through it. And then also tomorrow at 1:30, we are doing a virtual grief-centered yoga therapy group. And so you can definitely, there's still space. You can go to portcg.com for details.
Thank you, Miranda. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bert Show.